It is so hard when you go on a date with somebody and you, I mean, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about this person, what they're going to think about me, whatever. And then, you know, I come with this thing of, oh, you're going to, there's going to be a million pictures of you talking or walking down the street with me. And I guess I do have some shame around that. And it definitely makes me feel embarrassed. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of High Low with Emrata. We're doing an Emrata Asks solo episode today about having my love life on blast. I feel like it's something I allude to on the show here and there, my dating life and whatever else. And I just kind of like wanted to use this solo episode as an opportunity to kind of talk about the experience of it because it's been pretty freaking weird. You know, I had one guy, the pap pictures from our date came out, and then like the next morning, outside of his house, there were two paparazzi shooting him, and he's not famous. And he was like, what the hell is happening? How these people get my address? It also brings up all kinds of weird guilt and shame for me that I kind of want to talk about. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift. We're going to talk about Miley Cyrus. We're going to talk about just a bunch of people and obviously my own experience.
Stay tuned for more High Low with Emrata.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to High Low with Emrata. So let's talk about dating in the public eye. It feels pretty weird to be watched. So I've said this before on the podcast, but this is basically my first time being single since I was 14, so aka ever, and definitely as an adult. And, you know, when I was in my 20s, I was kind of too afraid of the world and afraid of men, maybe specifically, to really like date. I remember going on a couple dates like at 20 and what I like in between relationships, very brief kind of moments, and feeling super uncomfortable and not having fun with it. And so this has been kind of my first opportunity to date, and it's been really a great experience. I mean, being 31, I was talking about this. I went to see Kate Berlant's show, and we were talking about being in our 30s and dating. And I was saying to her, I was like, it's a really crazy experience to have a kid, which is like why so many people, I think women, date straight men, is to be like, oh, maybe I could, like Julia Fox talked about it on the podcast, like, oh, everybody I was kind of interested in, I was hoping like I would have a baby with. So I don't have that. I'm not like I don't need another baby. I don't know how people do it when they do them back to back. I love Sly. I feel like I have a family. And then I don't want the other reason that traditionally women would get married is for financial reasons. And I am financially independent and like support my family. I have a dog, I have a baby, I have multiple people who like work with me and for me, I have a company, I have a podcast. And yeah, it's just like my life feels really full, which has made dating really interesting and fun because I'm doing it for the experience, right? I'm not doing it because I'm like, oh, I'm looking for my next boyfriend or on the hunt for a partner or in any way. I'm just like enjoying myself. But it's been really hard, particularly because, and I've written about this in the book, and I feel weird talking about it, honestly, on the podcast, but my relationship with paparazzi is complicated. My whole life, I wanted to make enough money and be successful enough to move to New York City. Like, that was my dream from the time I was like 13. I remember one time when I was 17 at a house party, like being mad at my high school boyfriend, be like, it's fine, I'm moving to New York anyway. And so this is like a lifelong dream. And, you know, the thing about New York City, unless you pay for a building where you have kind of a private interest, whatever, which to me takes away the whole reason I like living here, which is like walking outside, hitting the streets, feeling like a sense of community, feeling the energy of the city, it's really hard to avoid paparazzi. And, you know, they don't make themselves known at night in particular. So sometimes I've gone on dates where there's been no pictures and I'm like, all good. And then there's been times where literally the first time that I've met someone, we spend 2 hours together and there's pictures on the internet. And, you know, I have a lot of feelings about being a big person in the world, right? Like somebody who impacts other people's lives. It's like a insecurity of mine. Like I feel, I wrote about it in the book, like it's something where I feel like, oh, I'm too big. I could like hurt the people that I love by, you know, it's honestly, we're going to be talking about Taylor Swift, but what she says, like, I'm a monster on the hill and everybody is a sexy baby. Yes. Yes, Taylor, I relate. So I feel really guilty and my close friends will be like, dude, that guy's stoked. Like, he's stoked. He just got photographed on a date with you. Like, and then that makes me feel gross. I'm like, I wouldn't want to be with somebody who's excited to be photographed with me. Like, that's not a good sign. It's also been tough because I've been, you know, trying to casually date and not get cuffed up. and it's been hard to do that and be kind of mindful of the people that I'm seeing because I don't necessarily want to know when they're going on another date. And it's been really hard because basically like any time I go on another date, everybody knows. So the other guys I'm dating, whatever, see it. And it has been kind of difficult because of course they're like, oh, didn't talk to her last night. And then, you know, there's pictures of me out to dinner with someone else. It's like, it sucks. And it really makes it hard also, you know, to get to know someone without those kind of things. Like, they know exactly where I met, even with things that I don't necessarily want to share, you know, and they don't necessarily want to know. So that's been a whole other aspect of just trying to, like, keep things casual and also just be cognizant of people's feelings. And that's been kind of tricky to navigate. So basically, it just leaves me in this really, I get so much anxiety about it. I end up apologizing. I feel embarrassed. I like, there's one guy where I was like, I think he's not going to like me. He has a really private life. And I just was like, well, now that we've been photographed the first time. And it's also weird. Like, my parents don't, thank God they don't do the thing of like being like, who was the boy you were on a date with or whatever. But I know they definitely see it. And it's just weird that anybody who wants to know what I did last week or who I went on a date with last week can know. And it screwed up a couple of these situations because it like got out there too fast. And then the pressure of it all just became so heightened. And it's like, I don't even know if I like this person. And there have been instances with particularly other people who like maybe have some kind of recognition where I've just been like, this is too stressful for it to continue. If we try to be sneaky, that's the other thing. The thing I like about dating is going out in New York City. and I've said this before, but like, that's why I live here, right? Like I've accomplished the thing I wanted to do. Now I want to enjoy New York City. So I basically kind of pretend to not be, like I ignore the situation of the reality of being followed by paparazzi and whatever. And it's weird. And I have definitely seen the comments and stuff where people are like, oh, Imrata calls the paps. And it's like, have you guys seen how many times I've been sued by these guys? You think I like having them outside my house? I have to like think about what I'm going to wear. I can't like repeat an outfit. Or I mean, sometimes I do thinking like, oh, hopefully that'll screw up their pictures or whatever. And then on top of it, I have a baby. Like I have a almost 2-year-old child who, you know, he sees them. It's confusing for him. It's going to only get more confusing. I have a friend who takes her daughter to a school in my neighborhood and they photograph her daughter getting picked up from school. And it's just really confusing. And so, yeah, no, I don't want that. And, you know, the worst, I can't tell you what it's like to discover that you were photographed when you just thought you were enjoying an evening and then realize there were a million pictures of you from somebody in the bushes. Like that is, it's just gives me so much anxiety always. So then, yeah, there's the question of like, do I just not go on dates or do I like become one of those people who like takes a private car from this location to that location and like gets out and sits in the back room and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't want to live my life like that. So instead I have people who are just like, oh, Emrata loves the Paps, which fine. Fuck y'all. Honestly, like I read stuff online sometimes and I'm like, this is almost funny, like how little people know about people's lives and assume that they do. I don't know what it means about human beings and no shade or anything. It's just kind of like wild how much you can convince yourself that you know someone when you really don't. Okay, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift a little bit more after this and Lori Harvey actually as well.
Stay tuned for more High Low with Emrata.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Welcome back to High Low with Emrata. I was thinking about this in terms of Shakira and Miley Cyrus getting the kind of record straight and, you know, using their personal lives that have been taken by the media and then kind of like making art out of it and making hit songs that then people are like, this is a fire song. And also we know about her divorce or we know about whatever. And I kind of admire it. I think it's, first of all, it's savvy as hell, but also like, I'm sure it feels good to kind of take back control and express yourself that way. So maybe that's what I'm trying to do with this podcast. I don't know. I'm obsessed with that song, Flowers. I think it's so good. She released it on his birthday. She did a bunch of shit that was very fun and kind of Swiftie-like, actually. And I want to talk about Taylor Swift now because I was not somebody who paid a ton of attention to her. And then I watched the documentary that she did and was pretty, like, shaken by her experience with the media. And then I saw that video of her on Ellen that I commented on, reposted, and then became like a headline where basically Ellen is like, okay, you have to tell us all that, you have to ring a bell like when each guy that you've dated comes up. And, you know, Taylor Swift is, whether or not you like her music, she's undeniably an incredible musician and songwriter and like pop star and pop songwriter. And watching this interaction on the show where she's just being just treated as this really specific, just as this young girl. And she said at 25 years old, she said to Glamour, I think the media sent me a really unfair message over the past couple of years, which is that I'm not allowed to date for excitement or fun or new experiences or learning lessons. I'm only allowed to date if it's for a long lasting multiple full year relationship. Otherwise, I'm a quote unquote serial dater. I've gotten that. Or quote, boy crazy. The narrative has been so wrong that she got too clingy or has too many emotions. That has honestly never been the reason for any of my breakups. You know what has been the reason? The media. Take something very fragile, like trying to get to know someone, and it feels like walking out into the middle of a gladiator arena with someone you've just met, and all of a sudden the public and the media are allowed to say thumbs up or thumbs down. So I just don't try it anymore. I'm not there yet, but I really relate. That's basically what I was trying to say, like getting to know someone and then just having, you know, I went on one date with a guy and we got photographed together, and he was telling me about like the people that reached out to him that he hadn't talked to in so long the next day, and just having all these people respond. And then it's so weird. Like I was thinking about for him, that'll always be on his Google search, like this one date he went on. Maybe not forever, but definitely for, there'll be this one picture, you know, like any woman who he wants to date in the future, he can like, they'll immediately know about it. And it's just really bizarre. And, you know, I do think that there's this kind of like thing of anytime I'm seen with somebody, people are like, oh, they're in a relationship. And it's like, what if I'm just spending time with somebody? I don't want to, you know, like I'm not, like I said, I haven't been dating for a relationship. I'm definitely like open to it if I met somebody who I felt like they were additive to my life and I wanted to spend time with. But in general, I've just been trying to enjoy myself and experiences. I think also some part of me is a little defiant and feels like, fuck it, I'm going to live my life. And I see comments too where people will be like, she's like a mother. Like, how does she have time for so much dating? And it's like, I'll tell you exactly how I have time for dating. I'm tired as hell, first of all. But my son goes to sleep at 7 p.m. every night. So at 7 p.m., I am off mom duty and I make a choice to go out and do things. And it's fun for me. I'm 31. This feels like, to me, like the prime moment to do this. And so, and it's, you know, Sly's still so young that Sly passes out for the whole night. And if he, you know, there's always somebody there, obviously. But when I come home, like I wake up with him at 7 a.m. and or 7:30. And that's kind of my life, which is not the side people see, you know. But yeah, I mean, Taylor is obviously not a mother, but that's a whole other angle of like, she's a mother, she shouldn't be out dating. And even the way people react to Lori Harvey, like Lori Harvey's so tight. She basically is, I think, one of the most beautiful women in the world. And she's knows that she could basically have any man she wants. And she refuses to settle. And she's trying out these different relationships with these different men. And she has to deal with everyone judging her for it. And it, I do think it's different than, you know, when you see like a man who's dating a lot of other famous women or whatever, there's this sort of like, oh my God, how does he do it thing. With Lori, it's a little bit like, whoa, like Lori Harvey's for the streets and that kind of attitude. And I just think that there's a lot of misogyny baked into that. So yeah, again, this is a little bit of a different type of episode. Normally I don't just like talk about my personal life and my experience, but it has been something that's on my mind, because I feel like in the podcast I'm alluding to different things about dating and whatever, and it feels really nice when I'm choosing to share what I want to share, but it is so hard when you go on a date with somebody and you, I mean, I'm nervous. I'm nervous about this person, what they're going to think about me, whatever, and then, you know, I come with this thing of like, oh, there's going to be a million pictures of you like talking or walking down the street with me. And I guess I do have some shame around that. And it definitely makes me feel embarrassed. And then, like I said, on the other side, like I wouldn't want a guy who was like, oh my God, I loved that we got paparazzi'd last night. And some part of me is just like, who cares? I can't control it. And that's basically where I've been at, which is like, I cannot control this. So I'm just going to live my life how I want to. And almost it's a little bit of a denial method. But I guess that's ultimately the thing that makes me feel the happiest. And like, I'm not changing what I want to do because of the way that the world is seeing me and perceiving me. But it's been a strange experience. So I'd love for you guys to write in. I think that obviously this is specific to me, but I would love to hear about what it's been like to have other people in your life invested in your love life and in your dating life. I know, like, in high school, that was always true. It was like everyone was always watching anybody if you, like, held hands or, like, went to lunch with somebody and it seemed romantic. Like, everyone would be like, they're together, whatever. And that's basically what kind of I have, but on a much larger scale. But I feel like you guys probably can relate. And even just with social media and whatever, I'd love to hear your experiences or your thoughts on Lori Harvey or Taylor Swift, these women who have been single and are in the public eye. So go to hilo.fm to submit your voice notes. And thank you for listening. High Low with Emrata is a Sony Music Entertainment, Bitch Era Media, and Something Else production produced by Chelsea Jacobson. Our executive producers are me, Emily Radikowski, and Sarita Wesley. Our senior producer is Medina Parwana, and our associate producer is Rachel Choder. Today's episode was engineered by Samantha Gatzik, with original music by The Crystal Pharaoh. Thanks for listening.